When the Joplin tornado struck, so much was destroyed or scattered that it can never be replaced. And it became up to a few creative heroes to restore some of that order. Abby Almendinger is one of those forces. Her project, Joplin's Found Photos, has bins all over town to collect photos scattered during the tornado and then uses Facebook to help their owner find them again. People such as Judy Lowe.
This is one of the first pictures I got back from the project.
Judy Lowe has gotten back about 15 family photos and this baby book. In her new home, she stores her photos in this concrete reinforced closet with a steel door.
I'm Jabalani LaFall, and we'll hear how the project has helped Joplin heal. 1 year later, one picture at a time. That's on Central Standard after this hour's news. Good morning, Kansas City. Faces in spaces at places in time. Blown in the wind, buried under wreckage. Memories muted, twisted, and scattered. But now brought back to their rightful place. One glance, one frame at a time. Images that matter the most to the people who cherish them. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Today we explore the story of Abby Almendinger, who picks up the pictures of residents of Joplin, Missouri, who continue to pick up the pieces of their lives and put them back together slowly. Her project is called Joplin's Found Photos. Welcome to Central Standard, Abby.
Hi, thank you.
Now, tell us about where you were a year ago as the Joplin tornado prepared to touch down.
Well, I was at a friend's house, and had just left about 30 minutes prior to the storm hitting. I live in Carthage, Missouri, so that's about 10 miles east of Joplin. And, you know, her husband came in and just said, you know, this storm is coming through and it sounds like it's going to be pretty bad. But, you know, as I'm sure you've already heard, we get them all of the time, so nobody was really too concerned. So, you know, I thought, well, I'll just make my way home, but really not too worried about it. So as soon as I pulled into my driveway, the rain started in my town, and then, you know, shortly thereafter, everything just kind of got crazy.
It's interesting that people commemorate anniversaries of the day a disaster happened, but there's also an anniversary of the morning after when you go out and survey the wreckage. What was that like?
Well, for me personally, you know, we were just getting so many different conflicting pieces of information. You know, people were saying, don't come into the city. You know, other people were saying, come. And it was just chaos. So I actually, the storms were still really bad on that next day. And I went to collect some children from a friend of mine who her parents had had their house leveled, and she had left her kids at home, and they were calling for more tornadoes. And I said, I'll go get them and bring them, you know, and have them stay with me. So I really was just on the fringe of it the next day and didn't see it really until a few days after that.
And what was your reaction when you saw it a few days after that, when you saw the full extent?
You know, there are no words. I mean, it is about 10 times worse from what the pictures show and all of the news coverage. I mean, when you're just standing there in it and you can see straight for miles, I mean, it's just heart-wrenching.
Speaking of what the pictures show, your project is called Joplin's Found Photos. Tell us how you came up with that idea.
Well, we were pretty much just listening to the radio nonstop in those few days after, and I was trying to figure out where I could best fit in to help, you know, where I could best volunteer. I have a couple of small kids and, you know, didn't think that getting into the debris was the best scenario for them and me. So I just heard a lady actually call in and say that she had collected a whole bunch of them. I think they had dropped into her yard. And literally there was just dead air on the radio as the DJs were stunned into silence because they could feel the importance of it. They knew how important it was, but they did not have an answer for her. So at that moment, I thought, that's how I can help. It's a perfect fit for me. That's what I do in my day job, is I help people with their photos and celebrate their memories. So I thought that would just be the best thing for me to do.
So how did you go about collecting the photos after you heard this radio show?
Well, I set up the Facebook page, and then I called into the same radio show the next day, and apparently it was a miracle that I got through because everybody was, you know, calling in with information. So I just told people that I had set up the Facebook page, and if they wanted to send their pictures to me, then I would clean them up, and just really, to me, the most important thing was to have a central location, because if all these random people are finding pictures, you know, how are they going to get back to their owners was my thought. So to have them just all in one place, then I thought that would be, you know, the best way to get them back to their owners.
What are some of the responses you're getting early on for undertaking this project and for the people who recognize their photos and then come back to retrieve them?
Oh, all sorts of emotion, but mostly just tears of joy. You know, I've had people just, you know, think that they could deal with it, and then as I met with them, just, you know, just dissolve into tears at the satisfaction of getting them back, because, you know, so much had been taken from them, and I think that they just didn't ever expect to have anything given back to them.
Where, Abby, are most of the photos being found? You mentioned you first heard about some lost photos, and that thought first entered your consciousness when you heard about a lady who had a bunch of photos land in her front yard. Where were some of these photos being found? All over the place, really.
All over the place, yes, sir. Actually, quite a lot of the photos came from the Springfield, Missouri area, which is about 60 miles from here. Many, many, many photos came from that area and the rural towns around Springfield.
Now, when you say they came from that area, what do you mean by that? They actually were lifted up in the storm and blew into your area?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. So they left Joplin and got collected in the tornado and blew into the Springfield area, and then people would collect them just actually like in their cow pastures or in their farms. Farmland or whatnot, and then the great thing about that is that they cared enough to do something with them and not just throw them in the trash, but either they had heard about my project or they looked it up to see if there was something and found my project, and so then they would contact me and get them to me that way.
That's amazing. That's almost 50 to 60 miles away from where you are.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So the tornado was that powerful. It gives us an idea of the extent of the power of the tornado to pick up objects as little as this and carry them literally scores of miles down the road.
Absolutely, yes.
Where were some of the other unusual places that folks found photos?
Well, a lot of people are just finding them, you know, among the debris, and even weeks and months after the tornado, still locating them. And in fact, I just got some recently here as well. I think now people are maybe getting moved into their new homes, and they're unpacking their boxes, and they're seeing photos that maybe they, you know, people were just helping them load up their own items and just toss them in there, not realizing that it didn't belong to that family, and they're thinking, oh yeah, I need to get them to that girl, so I'm that girl.
You are that girl, Abby. Abby, tell us about some of the more memorable photos you found that struck you. What were some of the images that really struck a chord in you?
Mm-hmm.
Describe some of them for us, if you will.
Sure. One gentleman called me, and he had located a photo on the Facebook page, and it was of his mother, and she had passed in the storm, and it was literally the only photo that he had of her to represent, you know, all of her life. And so that was just really a special thing to be able to get that back to him. Another photo that is very, just very memorable is a photo of a woman and a little boy sitting on her lap and celebrating the little boy's, second or third birthday. And this woman and the boy were both in the tornado, and she basically saved his life, and she died in the storm. And he was in the hospital for many, many weeks recuperating. He was very, very severely injured. And he's now about 10 or 12. I can't remember exactly how old he is now. But to me, it was just, you know, a representation, something that he could have, you know, of her to remember her by and celebrate her memory.
Did you learn in this process, Abby, that some photos are just irreplaceable?
Oh, absolutely. I think all photos are irreplaceable, but in this situation, you know, it just brought it home so much more because, of course, you know, people can replace their homes and their cars and their clothes, but it's those memories of their past that they, you know, always want to hold on to and cherish. So to be able to even get just one photo to a family is, to me, just very priceless.
You also found some black and white photos from the early 20th century and some even from the late 19th century. Tell us about those.
Those I love so much because, you know, back then people didn't take photos as much as we do today, obviously, with the digital camera where you can just click, you know, 100 times in 30 seconds or something. So it just represents how much more important that time was for them to capture that memory. And I love those photos so much. So it's always a joy to be able to get those black and white photos or especially those older ones back to the family.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR 89.3 FM, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Our guest is Abby Allmendinger, a Joplin area resident who decided to take it upon herself to collect lost photos that scattered in the wind and disappeared in the rubble in the wake of last year's devastating tornado. She finds the photos and sets about returning them to their rightful owners. And we have a slideshow of these photos on our website at kcur.org. Abby, how many photos do you have, and how many photos have you returned so far?
I would say I've collected roughly about 5,000 photos and returned about 3,000 of those photos. So I have a couple thousand left that I'm trying to get the word out and just hope people will go to the Facebook page and take a look and see if they recognize anybody. And you don't have to be local to Joplin. In many cases, I've had people, I think the very first item, it was a discharge paper for someone who served in the war, and, you know, a friend recognized it in Arkansas who called someone in California who called, you know, the son in Colorado who called the father, you know, so there's quite a bit of steps that go into it, but you just never know who you're going to be able to recognize there. And in two cases, I've been able to return over 900 photos to one family. So
wow.
That's been just wonderful.
Wow. Tell us about that. 900 photos to one family.
Yes. In fact, I had a name that was written on the back of the photo, which is always so much more helpful. So if I can encourage anybody to do something with their photos, you know, write on the back of them who is in the photo and the time period, because that's very helpful. But anyway, I just put on the Facebook page, you know, does anybody know, you know, so-and-so? And literally, I mean, I was shocked, but in 58 seconds, someone responded that they knew who that person was. I think it was within 2 minutes the actual owner of the photo had contacted me, and at that time what I had been doing is just putting a small representation of the photos on if I knew they were from a grouping, and every time I would put up more photos, she would say, those are mine, those are mine. Do you think I just ought to come over to your house and take a look? And so she did. We set it up for, you know, the next day or something, and she came over and collected, I think it was 941 photos.
That's a lot of photos and a lot of memories to be returned to the person who lost them as well.
Yes, I was so thrilled to be able to do that. And in a couple of instances, there were several groupings that I did not know went together. And she's like, oh, these are mine, and these are mine, and these are mine. So it was just very exciting to be able to do that for her.
Abby, describe the process of scanning in all of these photos and digitizing them so that people can see them at places like Facebook and online. What does that process entail?
Well, first, when they come to me, I try to clean them up a little bit, if possible. You would be surprised at how good of shape some of them are in, and then, of course, some of them are extremely damaged. But I'll just clean them up. I will assign a specific number to the photo, and then I actually take a picture of the photo rather than scanning them.
Okay. Yeah, I was imagining you put one on a scanning sheet at a time on a scanner. That seems like it could be time-consuming.
Yes, no.
To say the least.
I decided to just take a picture of the photo. You know, it didn't have to be, you know, super high quality or anything like that. So it was much easier to just upload them that way and put them into the albums in the Facebook.
Other than Facebook, how are you getting out the word about the lost photos, and who helps you collect them?
Well, at the beginning, I had a box on my doorstep, and lots of people would just drop them off daily. And then I also collaborated with a couple of churches in Joplin so that they could be, you know, drop locations that was a little bit more convenient for people. And so really just very quickly, I had boxes and boxes of photos. But just with some of the news coverage really about the story is really the way the word has gotten out.
You hand-deliver most of these photos back to the people that lost them. Why, Abby, do you insist on delivering them yourself in person or by hand?
Well, I just feel such a connection to the people. They become sort of a family. You know, I don't know them, but I just feel that they're a friend, and I just want to give them that hug. I want to hear about the story behind the photo, and then they always like to know, if possible, where the photo came from, how far it traveled, you know, if I know where it was found. And sometimes I do have that information that people will have shared when they turned in the photos.
Along those lines, Abby, when you're sitting down with the people to whom you've brought photos back to, give us an example of when you delivered a photo and got a chance to hear about the story behind the picture and what that experience taught you. Give us an example of sitting down with one of the people that you returned the photos to.
Sure. I remember meeting a woman who had just posted on the page that she had found how, you know, located several on my page and was just in tears, overjoyed about it. And we met up, and she was just overwhelmed, and she was just sharing about the time frame between the photos. We had some from very, very old when she was a young girl, and then we had some all the way up until her children were young. So it was quite, you know, quite a variety. And she just kept saying over and over how much they meant to her and how special they were. And it's just so near and dear to my heart, and just so humbled to be a part of that and to be able to provide that back to her.
Abby, this might sound like an odd question, but most of the people who get their photos are probably delighted to have them back and delighted to see them. Were there a rare occasion where anybody got upset or belligerent that their photos were up or had been found?
No, no. I have one photo of some people where there's a little bit of, discord among some family members. So I actually still have the photo because no one has claimed it yet, because there's a little bit of, you know, back history there, and they're not sure who wants the photo, and some of the people that are in the photo aren't friends with, you know, some other people or whatnot now. But that's the only instance that I've had of that. But people are just so thrilled, really, to be able to have their pictures back.
Now, Abby, speaking of images and memories of last year, there's a new documentary film out that recently screened down there called Heartland. Tell us about Heartland.
Yes, it's been very exciting, and I've just been really thrilled to be a part of that. Erica Tremblay is the producer of that film. She is from the Joplin area originally and lives in L.A. now, and she heard about, obviously, her friends and family just checking on them to make sure that they were safe, and they all were. And she came back and had the idea to just film. I think originally, you know, she was kind of thinking it was going to be a disaster documentary, but really it turned into just the hearts of the people, the spirit that Joplin has, and tried to convey that. So it talks about my project and how I set that up and whatnot, and then also some of the people that I've given the photos back to, but then also some other wonderful people, specifically one kid who rescued, I think it was 33 or 34 people single-handedly. He's a 17-year-old guy who graduated, you know, just the other day.
When you were approached about being in this documentary film, Heartland, what was your reaction to it, and what can we expect to see of you starring in this film?
I am kind of the narrator. I was really taken aback and very surprised, obviously. I just thought I was going to have this little project and just really overwhelmed by the amount of interest that it has generated. But I'm definitely excited to be a part of it and have worked with Erica to connect her to some of the people that I had returned photos to. And so they're kind of featured in the film as well.
What do we learn about the disaster that affected the Joplin area from this film? What do we learn that's new? We see some of the new footage. We see some of the pictures you're returning to the people that lost them.
Mm-hmm.
What are we seeing new?
Well, I think the film does a really good job of showcasing, how bad the situation was and how resilient the human spirit can be. All of the people really have said they're survivors, not victims. And I think that that's a really great, attitude and outlook on that. And I think that everybody just has been amazing in their attitude, that they'll go on, they're not down and out, that they'll recover and they will rebuild. And we certainly have shown that.
Abby, now that you've taken this project and undertaken this project, of finding photos and returning them to their rightful owners and giving them a piece of what they had missing from the tornado, how has that affected your life?
Well, I put my job on the back burner for several months last year as the photos are just, pouring in and rolling in. And to me, it's just been quite an interesting path, it's something that I didn't think would put me in the spotlight by any means or anything like that, but it's just been very humbling, I think, from my perspective, to be able to give back to the people. I was very lucky to not have been in the tornado. My home was fine, things like that. So I'm just thrilled to be able to give back to the owners just a piece of their family's history.
You mentioned that people are not seeing themselves as victims, but rather as survivors, and not seeing this as a tragedy, but rather a triumph over an act of nature. What's the mood like down there as people reflect on last year's tornado and move on into the future?
Well, I think that last week and this week, people have been very reflective, and it's been, a hard couple of weeks. But yesterday we had the Walk of Unity, and we had a moment of silence in Cunningham Park, and just the celebration of moving on and seeing how far we've come in the last year as well and how we've dealt with it has just really been very upbeat and positive.
Abby, you collect lost photos from this tornado and return them to the other rightful owners. But I'd like to pose this question to you. What are some of the most precious photos in your life that are irreplaceable?
Oh, those would be pictures of my babies and probably my wedding photos. We are a very close-knit family, and so I take photos almost nonstop. And so I have them all lined up in albums on my bookshelf and with clear instructions, what to do and how to get them and that type of thing if there was a situation that we needed to get out of our house, rather quickly. So there's not just one, but they're just all so meaningful.
You have instructions on how to save the photos in case something happens?
Yes, they're closest to the front door, so they're easily attainable if there is time, if there were to be a fire or something like that.
Our guest is Abby Almendinger, a Joplin area resident who decided to take it upon herself to collect lost photos that scattered in the wind or disappeared in the rubble in the wake of last year's devastating tornado. She finds the photos and she sets about returning them to their rightful owners. Her project and accompanying Facebook page is called Joplin's Found Photos. We also have some of these photos as part of a slideshow on our website at kcur.org. Abby, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we talk to a local representative from the online business directory and review site Yelp about how technology is influencing our dining experiences. We'll be right back.